When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
But the mayor and the school CEO had said it's their last and final offer presented to the CTU. I don't believe it's been accepted. Let's talk to State Representative Cam Buckner now. He got involved as part of some city and state leaders really came together over this issue to try to figure this out. Representative, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Anna. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm looking at your report card, by the way, from back in eighth grade that you tweeted
out.
I saw that. Obeys school rules and regulations, pretty good. Respects property, didn't even get a grade. Let's see, practices courtesy and speed. Not all good grades here, Representative Buckner, but you sent this out for a reason.
I had some challenges as a young CPS student, things got better along the way.
Yeah, so the point was well taken. I thought it was a really good tweet that you put on social media because you're talking about how you weren't a very well-behaved student. You weren't a very good student, really, at that particular time. But thank God for protection and perseverance, concerned and invested teachers, and incredible parents. You're kind of reminding us what this education thing is all about, right, as we try to come to a solution. I just wonder, where are we? You're part of that Zoom call, and I was just interesting to see that you folks got involved. But what happened? What's going on?
Well, listen, as you said, Anna, there's been a lot of back and forth between the teachers union and the Chicago Public School, the Board of Education. And what we stand at now is that the city has given us, best and final offer. I believe CTU they've not officially denied it. They will soon. But I think what me and my colleagues are really trying to implore folks of right now is that, simply put, we need everyone to get back to the table. We've talked a lot about following the science, and the science says that the vaccine is safe. And the vaccine is actually what the teachers are asking for to be able to go back to class. We need a phased-in schedule that maximizes the use of the vaccine. So, what we're trying to push, once again, is for everybody to get back at the table, to realize that we're doing a great disservice to the young men and women in our public school system by not finding a way to get to higher ground.
Yeah, I understand that, the prioritizing teachers in this vaccine process. The mayor has said, though, that it could take till the end of the school year to truly get them all vaccinated. And even then, a lot of teachers wouldn't decide to get vaccinated because that's their choice. I wonder, can that 100% be the guide moving forward? Is that going to be something they'll come to terms on when that might not work time-wise? We're running out of time here, right? I mean, you just feel like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think that, 100% is always difficult or even impossible to get to. But I think we cannot say that we're going to do nothing because we can't do everything, right? There are some very clear cut wins for everybody here if we get this done. Maximizing safety should not be a novel or foreign idea. It makes perfect sense, and it's how we should operate. And I know this is going to be difficult, but as I said earlier today, Anna, in the year 1900, the city of Chicago found a way to reverse an entire river. So in 2021, we should be able to figure out how to get back to school safely.
Yeah, we should. I just wonder sometimes if it gets kind of personal and becomes more about some other things there. I mean, I think we've all sort of seen the rhetoric escalate, and that doesn't feel good. I think not getting to a solution doesn't feel good. And here we sit with parents hanging in the balance, wondering, are we going to be, kind of getting that word again at the last minute? Oh, no, we don't have a deal. Now we do have a deal. Oh, wait, we're back in class. No, we're not.
Right.
It's frustrating, and it's a little painful for the kids, too, who some of them do need to be in school.
It's extremely painful, and that's why I'm hoping that we can push the reset button, get back to the table, and work out the hard choices. It's not helpful for any of us to issue ultimatums in this situation. Negotiation is hard. It's supposed to be hard. But what we know about drawing lines in the sand is that with a gust of wind or a rolling wave, lines in the sand disappear, and we end up back at square one. So I want us to all come back to this in a more intentional way.
Yeah, are you going to be part of this moving forward? You seem like a really good person to be doing that, somebody who kind of can speak for both sides and bring folks together and a real clear voice in the middle here. Do you plan to take part in further negotiations, or what's going on there?
I'm offering my help to be helpful in these conversations with between CTU and CPS. I think it's important. This is personal to me. You know, as you noted earlier, I'm a kid who grew up in the Chicago public school system from kindergarten through 12th grade. My mother spent almost 40 years as a teacher. My sister is a teacher now. I have another sister who's a principal now. You know, this is personal to me, and I know. I look at the children in my district, the children in my neighborhood, who really want the adults in their life to come forward and to make the right decision so we can get them back on track.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was a CPS student, too, and I remember going through a strike. And you do pay attention to the rhetoric. You pay attention to what's going on. And that matters. I think that the tone matters. All of it matters.
Yeah. No, it does. And so we have to come back to, you know, civility, of course. But the most important thing here has to be the young men and women that we serve. These folks are the future of our city. And they're watching. They're watching what we're doing. More importantly, they're watching what we're not doing. And we've got to be mindful of that.
Representative Buttner, I'm always surprised, and maybe I shouldn't be, amazed a little bit that when we open the phone lines and ask, you know, parents and teachers how they feel, my gosh, there are so many different feelings about this. I definitely don't want my kid in school. I absolutely want my kid in school. I don't feel safe as a teacher. I feel like we should definitely be back. It's amazing to try to bring all of these mindsets together and figure out the solution. I can see, you know, it's emotionally charged. There's health involved and all kinds of things. I just wonder the path forward. I'm just reading here some of the education reporters who covered this beat are saying that the CTU did reject the last, best, and final offer.
Okay.
So where do we go from here? What happens?
You know, we have to do some real soul searching. This needs to be about providing maximum protection for the young men and women in the district. This also needs to be about making sure that the teachers who have been teaching and want to continue to teach are able to do so in a way where they feel safe and they feel healthy, that they're not going to compromise. I mean, my youngest sister she lives with my parents. I mean, my father was a 74-year-old double cancer survivor who has COPD and a bunch of other things, right? So it's important for us that if she does return to school, that she's able to do so in a way where she's safe. We've got to just get back to the table and have these long, hard conversations because we are careening towards a cliff right now, and we can't afford it.
Does she feel like she can go back, or is she one of those folks who fall in that category that the CTU has been pointing out? If you have somebody who's compromised at home, that person should be excused in addition to the person who they themselves have some sort of condition.
Yeah, she's actually been okay with the idea of going back despite, you know, our father's health conditions and her proximity to him if the vaccine is available to her. But obviously, you know, she's 30 years old, so she's younger, she's healthy, and she doesn't fall in a category that normally should be able to get that vaccine for a while. And so I think that's something that has played into the decision of a lot of folks and a lot of these teachers who live with folks who are, you know, compromised or in high risk categories. They've been told they can't come back, even if they have students who have not opted in to do the actual classroom learning. So we've got to get beyond all the, you know, all of that stuff and get to the meat of this and run to the fire on it.
Yeah, I agree with that. No doubt about that. Hey, what are you hearing just quickly here from your district, folks who've come to you and told you about what's on their mind with all this? What are some of the themes of what people are telling you needs to be done?
Yeah, and as you said earlier, I mean, there's a bunch of different constituencies with a bunch of differing beliefs and ideas. You know, my district is completely diverse. You know, I represent places like Washington Park and South Shore, right? Heavily African American populated places like River North and the Gold Coast and Streeterville. And what I'm hearing from across the district is that people just want to make sure that this is done in the right way, but people are excited and eager to get back. I talked to a young neighbor the other day. I live in Glasgow, and this is a seventh grader who is, you know, can't wait to get back into the building. But what she told me was that she would feel bad if her teacher, who is older and has had some health problems, got COVID because of the kids, right, and couldn't and was put in a compromised position from a healthcare standpoint. So it's all across the board. I think most folks want to get back, and the teachers want to teach, and the students want to go back to school. Folks are just asking to get it done in a way that's healthy and safe, and once again, that maximizes protection.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to see that you're getting involved. You just seem like a calm voice and someone who's vested in education through and through. So, I'm hopeful. I'm more hopeful that folks like you are getting involved, Representative Buckner. And I give you a ton of credit for putting your grades out there. I mean, because that is like, I mean, look, that's really helpful, right? Because you show that you can overcome stuff and become successful. And it's, are you getting some feedback? People responding to that?
People are. I'm getting a lot of folks who had similar report cards to mine, and other folks who were better students, but who have children now who may be struggling a bit, and they're saying that they gave them some hope for their young people. So I'm glad my mother found it, and I'm glad I was able to post it.
I am too. Thank you for the time today, Representative. Keep us posted.
Thanks,
appreciate it. Good talking with you, State Representative Cam Buckner. There, it's 2:45 as we track any developments. Of course, we'll have it for you in the news, top and bottom of the hour here on WGN.